Hi all, this is Christian here. I haven't done a boo for absolutely weeks, but I thought I'd introduce you to something that I've just got this. I know a few people have got this as well. I want to introduce you guys to the uses you can put Alexa to. Now, I have just been introduced to the smart home. When I was in Hereford last week, I got introduced to the smart light bulb. Now, I can't demonstrate the smart light bulb to you guys because on Audio Boo, you really don't get no feedback. But I can introduce you to the TP-Link smart plug. Now, the TP-Link smart plug works in much the same way as the light bulbs do that are also TP-Link. What you've got is a plug which you can plug a device into, and that device will respond, obviously, to power. Now there is a relay in these things, and I'll show you the plug. I'll show you how to. You can toggle it manually. There's a switch on the plug itself. I've actually got mine plugged in. I've got it set up on my network. I can actually ask Alexa to control it, but as Alexa is muted right now, that isn't going to work. But if I press the button on my plug, you can hear quite plainly. That there's a relay in there. So you hear the noise of the plug. Now, I'm going to get Alexa to turn it on so you can hear that actually engage using Alexa. So, I'm going to put my phone up to it. Turn on... Hang on. Alexa, turn on clock.
Okay.
The clock light is now on. Alexa, turn off clock.
Okay.
Clock is now off. You heard the click and she said okay. So, I'm going to plug a practical device into it that makes noise. Now, I've got a device here, I've got a radio. This will more than do what I want because it's audio, so I can make it do things. I can make it talk, I can make it do what I want. So let's get this thing set up. I'm gonna pull the clock out of that. I'll put the radio in. Alexa, turn on clock. Alexa, turn on clock.
Okay.
The clock is on. Should be. I'm hoping. Okay. Right. The clock is now on. Let me just get a station. Okay, we got that there, so let's try. That's not very good. See if I can find anything else. Okay, Alexa, turn off clock. Alexa, turn off clock.
Okay.
Kill it. Alexa, turn on clock. Alexa, turn on clock.
Okay.
Got power. See, we got power. We got totally got power. Alexa, turn off clock.
Okay.
There you go. See, that's cutting power to this device. So that is how the smart plug works. The light bulb works the same way. You can control... let's see. Alexa, what state is clock in?
The U.S. state that Clark County, Indiana, is Indiana.
Okay, I didn't want that. Alexa, check device status.
That command doesn't work on that device.
Okay. Alexa, check clock status.
I'm not sure what you meant by that question.
Okay, I can't get it to do what I was hoping to do. I was hoping to work out whether it was on or off. So, Alexa, turn on clock. So I've called my device clock, so if I ask it to do it, Alexa, turn on clock. Why won't she do it? Alexa, turn on clock.
Okay.
Now I can press play on my tape deck. Alexa, turn off clock. So turn that down. Alexa, turn off clock.
Okay.
There you go. So that's how that works. I plugged in a tape deck so that you guys could see. Oops, did that wrong. Unplugged the whole damn smart plug. I may have to reset that now. Oopsie. I was trying to get my clock on there and unplugged it. And you know, I just unplugged the wrong thing. That's all I did. This should now be workable. I'm just going to plug it back in. It's just going to connect to the network. Hopefully it'll go on or off. In what state it's going to go in. Hopefully she'll see it again. Alexa, turn on clock. Oh dear, I didn't ask for that.
Sorry, the device clock is not responding.
Oopsie, I think I broke it. Well, you get the idea. Oh, that's a new clock, by the way. Yeah, so that's a little bit about Alexa Smart Home. What she can do.
Sorry, I didn't understand the question I heard.
This is, incidentally, this device is made by TP-Link. And it's known as the Smart Plug, the TP-Link Smart Plug. I can't remember the model number of this, I'm afraid, guys. I will find out, though, and I'll let you know. It is a rather cool little thing, though. You can get the light bulbs. They do various ones. They do the LB100, which is one I've got, the LB110, the LB120, LB130, I think. They do quite a lot of devices, actually. They're really cool. They do quite a lot of stuff. Lily! She's doing a dog bark noise. Funny parrot. She's all happy she's back home, you see. Alexa, turn on... Oh, hang on. Alexa, turn on clock.
Okay.
There we are, I've got it back again. It's working. It just takes a while for it to kick in and out. But what will happen, I've actually scheduled that, so she'll actually come up. That'll turn on at sunset. And then it'll turn off at midnight. So that's really cool. I've got my clock now on a schedule. So if I just say, Alexa, turn off clock. Alexa, turn off clock. Click.
Okay.
Bye-bye. That'll turn itself on at whatever time. And we're all good. So, yeah, the smart switch is another thing you can get from these guys. They are quite expensive, but the old smart plugs and smart switches are pretty damn good. The whole setup is fantastic. I mean, I absolutely love the fact that I've just got this. I got this today. My friend Mark just helped me set it up. Chuffer73, if you're not following him, please do. He's a great guy. He actually helped me rewire a light bulb socket in order to fit my new smart bulb. Because I want it at the bottom end of my hallway, so that if I'm, you know, at night time, I've got it on a schedule so that it's doing its thing. I'm actually going to test it tonight. I might not always have it on a schedule. I've just got it on a schedule for tonight just so I can test it. You know, just while I'm away, if I ever got, when I go away, I can use it on a schedule, which is the plan to be with this. That way then people can see that I'm in or out or whatever. Just makes the house look a bit more habitable, and it'll adapt according to sunset as well, which is really cool. Obviously, you can use the switches to control small wattages like lamps and stuff. I don't know what sort of power them switch plugs can take, but they're rated for a fairly decent amount, I think. But they're really cool. Definitely worth getting, especially for blind people, for lights and things, because you can actually tell, if by looking at your phone, if your light is on or off, using the Casa app, you can totally do all that. It's completely accessible. Once you get it set up, it takes a few seconds. You may have to get a hand to get the first part of the setup done. But once you set them up and you've got your devices set up, they're really cool. They are really, really good. So if you want them, you can go on Amazon and order them. The bulbs are about 24 quid for that. The LB100, I think, is about 24 quid. Let's find out